Hello and welcome to the Daily Inspiration for today. This is Brother Jeff Chapman. I am thankful to be able to share the Word of God. The Lord has been speaking to me about a verse in the second epistle of John, 2 John chapter, there's only one chapter, 2 John verse 9. It says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." This is the milk of the Word and the meat of the Word. This is powerful, challenging, revealing, and it is a warning against the backslider. It is a warning to the loss of rewards. It is a warning to the loss of your whole relationship with Christ. And it is a warning of losing everything. You see, it's not enough to join a church. It's not enough to be baptized in the proper methods. It's not enough to, in your mind, believe so many doctrines and teachings and say, yeah, we believe these things. But it says, if you transgress it and you don't abide, stay connected to the doctrine of Christ, the teachings and commandments and examples of Jesus, it says here emphatically, you have not God. That ought to make us all shake in our boots. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Oh, my friend, but it gets sweet because it says, he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ. Would you like to live in and around the teachings of Jesus, the doctrines of Jesus? If you do, you get the Father and the Son. Sounds to me like you get a full salvation and a full reward. You know, there's not a man alive that doesn't battle temptation, that doesn't battle sin in some form or fashion. I don't think there's a man alive that's perfect. There was only one man that was perfect, and that was the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came down, who humbled himself and made himself of no reputation. But I want you to know here, it's teaching us that we are not to live in a state of rebellion and sin and wickedness against God. I'm not one to get saved and lost 10 times in the same day. I think God has a keeping power, but God does give us free will. And I want you to know today, if you live in a state of sin, you're lost. If you're a righteous man and you sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole wide world. But if, not when, if you sin, you can go to God and get cleansed. But if we are still sinning and sinning and sinning and repenting of the same old sins, we're transgressing and we're abiding not in the doctrine of Christ. I am weak, he is strong. Let his strength overcome your weakness. I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Jesus is the keeper of my soul, and if I will just abide in him, he said it in John 15, abide in me, and I in you, and you will bear much fruit. But it says, if you do not abide in him, you will wither. If you don't bear fruit, he's going to cast you out, and you will be burnt. Let us take heed to the beautiful warning and encouraging words of Scripture. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.